The lap steel guitar and its cousin, the pedal steel, have long been associated with achy-breaky country music. But there's another little-known genre. And over the past few years, a small record label called Arhuli released a series of recordings of sacred steel music. The fluid glissandi from these guitars have accompanied preachers and worshipers in the House of God, Keith and Jewel Dominions, since the 1930s. One track on the Arhuli CD, Sacred Steel Live, recorded in 1998, featured a 20-year-old pedal steel prodigy named Robert Randolph. Sacred Steel Live fell into the hands of guitarist Luther Dickinson from the North Mississippi All-Stars. He and jam band master John Medeski had contemplated the release of a gospel record for years. So when Robert Randolph entered their orbit, they had all the ingredients they needed to spread their unique versions of sacred hymns. This past week, The Word was released on Rope-A-Dope Records. Sacred Steel guitarist Robert Randolph is now showing up on everyone's radar. He and his family band have played New York City venues, including the Bowery Ballroom, the Beacon Theater, and Central Park's Summer Stage. He's scheduled to appear Tuesday night on Late Night with Conan O'Brien and will tour the Northeast this month with The Word. But as he's moved out to the club scene, he's had to cut back on the time he plays in his church, the House of God in Orange, New Jersey. That's where he met us, and it's where he's been raising the roof in praise with the congregation for the past 8 years.
From what I learned through the years, very poor churches that didn't have organs and didn't have pianos. Guy would just come to church with his little lap steel or whatever. You had to back up the singer, and then once the singer's done, you got to come up with like some fiery jubilee music, you know, to get the people going and things like that. If somebody comes to the House of God church, they really want to hear steel and string instruments instead of like organ and drums in most churches.
Why is that? What is it about the steel that sort of marries it to the service in terms of one not being right without the other?
The steel has like a very like warm sound, and it just helps, it puts you in like a zone. Like when you just listening to it, and you know, as far as like a congregation goes, when you listening to it, it really sounds almost like, you know, a singer, or
can you copy
those sounds.
Show sort us of like, just a little bit.
So like when a preacher starts preaching, and he start moaning. Churchy. It actually helps the preacher get into it too when he starts coming forth with the message. Even singers as well, it's like this is like the next voice that they hear. You get into a little jubilee thing. That beat is like what most people want to hear when they come to church. That's that House of God music is what they call it. It moves everybody, you know, with the combination of the music and the spirit in the church.
Was it hard for you to learn it?
Yeah, it was at first. It was hard for me to learn. But, you know, once I start practicing a lot, I used to practice like 6-7 hours a day. This is what brought me close to the church. You know, I really, I used to like going to church, but I really didn't like going to church until I started playing an instrument.
Do you pray before you play here in church?
I'll just say a small prayer, you know, and just say, Lord, help me in the service or whatever. Sometimes you come to church mad and like the first couple songs start up and you know you're not really with the program. You know, you know the first two songs, first people done, you know, they sang the first two songs, whatever, in service, and you know, you knew you just stunk, you know.
Well, churchgoers can be very harsh critics, you know.
Church people are hard critics. I mean, that's why I think some of the best singers and some of the best musicians come from the church. Most people don't have that where they, you know, where they can have somebody tell them, which is helpful criticism. Mm. You know, have somebody tell them, you know, that God bless your son, but you know you played so bad today. I'm hoping you come back next week.
So, and I mean, do better.
Yeah, yeah.
When did you discover that the pedal steel actually had a musical tradition outside of your church?
We have the General Assembly in Nashville, Tennessee, every year. It's the annual assembly. So we would go down there, and we all know that's like the capital of the pedal steel guitar down in Nashville, of country music. And you would see all these other country guys, I call them country guys, playing an instrument in a way that, to us, every time we hear them, we think they're like the greatest thing that we ever heard, you know. That's when I'm, you know, going down to Nashville, Tennessee is when I first realized that it was pedal steel, you know, and other music outside the church.
And in the rock and roll genre,
yep,
as well.
Yep, rock and roll, blues.
So you went to seek it out? Did you go and seek out that music outside?
I got into it a little bit, buying some CDs and tapes and things like that. You know, country music a little bit, you know.
Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan. I got into Stevie Ray Vaughan by somebody gave me a tape because I always told him I wanted to be like a fast picker on the pedal steel. And he was like, well, you better listen to this guy. It was Stevie Ray Vaughan. So they gave me the tape and I started listening to Stevie Ray. And now I just wanted to learn how to play like Stevie Ray on the pedal steel. That led to everything else. Like, I just learned about who Jimi Hendrix was like a couple months ago. The Allman Brothers and all those. I just really started learning who those people are like within the last year and a half or so. The Meters, all of these other bands, all these great bands and great musicians and people like that. You start listening to their music.
You have a custom-made pedal steel.
Yep, this is a custom-made 13-string pedal steel guitar.
What is the 13 strings? What does it allow you to do?
It allows me to play a little country music. Some rock and roll.
You have been listening to Hendrix.
Allows me to play like I could stay with the House of God stuff too, which is
range. Talk a little bit about the CD you have now with John Medeski and the North Mississippi All-Stars. It's called The Word. What is this recording? Is it sacred music we're listening to? Secular music we're listening to? Some strange hybrid?
It's a little bit of all of that. That's why a lot of people like what they heard so far, like a lot of the promos and things like that people have heard. John Medeski has like that element of jazzy, spacey, like fusion, and the North Mississippi All-Stars have like that real like rock, upbeat, Southern Mississippi style of music. And myself has like the House of God pedal steel, even like with traditional songs like I'll Fly Away. You heard like all of the styles of music in that one as well. You know, Medeski playing the organ and myself playing the pedal steel and Luther and Cody and Chris Chu from the All-Stars adding what they know to the song, and it just becomes like some new great version of I'll Fly Away, which is like a basic traditional Christian gospel song.
And his partners, Medeski, Martin, and Wood, they have a reputation of being a jam band, which I think just by the name alone conjures up the idea of improvisation. What you've said about playing in the church is very improvisational, reacting to the moment. You must have got along immediately, musically.
They call him like the king of the jam bands now. You know, Medeski, Martin, and Wood is like the king of the jam band. He really had the experience in, like, you know, making a CD like that, which is just basically just go ahead and everybody just feed off each other, improvisation and everything. So he was like the lead and was like, okay, let's just go, everybody, let's make a CD. And everybody was like looking around like, so what do we do? And he was like, let's just play this song, and if it comes out, it comes out. A lot of those songs on there were like one takes and things like that.
Playing out in the secular world, as well as keeping, you know, your sacred duties. First of all, how do you swing that if you're playing Saturday nights in a club and Sunday mornings in the church?
Well, it's that's real hard to do. I mean, church people, you know, everywhere, they don't want you to play nowhere else but, you know, in the church. But, you know, some people understand, some people do understand, but, you know, the church in itself, you know, they really don't like it.
I'm Deacon Everett Randolph, Robert Randolph's father. I'm the chairman deacon here at the House of God Church in Orange, New Jersey. The steel guitar has been a very valuable instrument in our church for many, many years. Matter of fact, it's the main instrument. It was a blessing for us to have Robert to come, and because him being a young man, it brought a lot of young people to the church. He began to play a young style of the pedal steel. It's just been a great, great thing, and I tell you, Robert did get his hands anointed in the service. The pastor came down and put oil on his hands and prayed for him and blessed him that his hands will be used in the house of the Lord to enhance the spirit of the Lord in the house.
What about now that Robert is taking those hands outside the church? And how is that going over in the church?
Well, you know, it's a little controversy. Me and him had a long talk about it. My reply to that, I understand where he's coming from. He feels that there are people outside the church that need to feel the same thing we're feeling. And he told me, he said, Dad, you know, listen. He said, you know, we've been keeping this inside for so long. And he said, what I really want to do, I really want other people to feel the same thing we feel. Because we're jumping and shouting, we're feeling good. When we're feeling bad and we come to the church and we play the music, people start smiling, nobody's crying. He said, so it's a lot of people hurting out there. There's a lot of people with different problems. And he said, all I want to do is go out and play the same thing. And so my reply to him was, well, you know what, I understand where you're coming from. But if you're just doing it just for fun, just to be playing, then, you know, you need to really consider differently because you're an anointed player. I said, but only you know why you're playing the music. I can't tell you. If you believe that the music's going to touch somebody, change their thought pattern, maybe even change their life, then God bless you.
Since we are in a church, and since people are listening to you on a Sunday morning, mm-hmm. it's probably most appropriate that we play something sacred. I will leave it up to you, Robert Randolph.
We'll just play a little song that it's a traditional church song. It's a hymn. It's called I Need Thee, O. I'm going to just play a real little bit of it.
Robert Randolph playing at the House of God Church in Orange, New Jersey. The Word with John Modesky and the North Mississippi All-Stars is available on Rope-A-Dope Records. Our feature was produced by Ned Wharton, recorded by Manoli Wetherill, and mixed by Chris Nelson. Thanks also to VH1.